Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney, Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
How many of you are ready to have fun today? Come on, I'm ready. I'm so ready. I've already wear my you know, the Jordans just to blend in with Karen and things like that. It's going to be rock and roll tonight. Amen, amen, amen. How many of you understand that you are so incredibly lucky to have Pastor Brett and Pastor Allison? Wow. My God. You know, I can honestly say that our church will not be where we are today without Pastor Brett and Pastor Allison. You know, we had one dumpling that changed our life. Literally, you know, when we got trusted at church 2.5 years ago, we don't know what to do. We are a new Christian on the block. You know, we were a sales director. We are the sales director of Crown Group Property Developer. We know how to build business, but how to build church, we have no idea. You know, and then 2.5 years ago, we got trusted to lead this beautiful church, and it was depleted of 117 people. And then one of the strongest voice that speak to our life is that man right there, Pastor Brent, Pastor Allison. You know, unbelievable. You know, and then, you know, he's a believer of men, a believer of pastor. You know, he keeps saying that, you can do it, Roy. You can do it, Marcel. Come on, somebody. You know, sometimes I say, are you talking to me? Why do you have such incredible faith, bigger faith than what we have? You know what I mean? I said, like, you talking to me, man? You know what I mean? So it's just unbelievable. But you know what? In fact, one of the pastors, you know, seriously, I walk into Horizon. All the pastor says, I've heard so much about you. I walk to Plant Shaker. I heard so much about you. And even one pastor says, there is no denial that Pastor Brett really, really, really love you. You know what I mean? It's just unbelievable. You know, they are such incredible encourager, believer of people. They believe in us more than we believe ourselves. Come on, let's give it up for, is there anybody? Amen, amen, amen. Brett, this place, under your leadership, is going to be the birthplace of world leaders. Marketplace shakers, pastors, evangelists. Oh, come on. What am I talking about? Revivalists happening from this place. Come on, somebody shout. You know that I'm talking about you. Come on, somebody. You know, I'm a bit nervous. This is the first time that I'm actually preaching in Horizon. Help me out. Come on. This crazy Asian pastor. You know, this is probably your first Indonesian preaching in your pulpit, right? Come on, somebody. But I feel like I'm your crazy Asian uncle already. Come on, somebody. You know, I want to introduce myself. My name is Roy Marcellus. I've got a beautiful family. This is the picture of our family. Come on, somebody. I'm graced by the most beautiful wife, and her name is Jessica. Jessica is with me. You know, isn't she beautiful? No, she's beautiful, but she got a problem with her eye. That's why she married me, right? Seriously. And then I've got three beautiful daughters, Savannah, right there. And then Valerie. Savannah is the princess one, always pink. Everything is tutu, pink. Come on, somebody. And then Valerie, don't mess around with her. She can knock you out, right? Valerie is the warrior princess, right? And then Dakota is 1 year old, and we love her dearly. Amen. But Monday to Friday, I'm also the sales director of one of Australia's premier property developer called Crown Group. Okay, now this is one of our building, which is our Infinity by Crown Group at Green Square. This is basically our building. We sold $380 million in 3 hours. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And then also, this is actually the next building is Arc by Crown Group. We've got our hotel and our apartments right there. Our team is actually sold $180 million in 3 hours globally. You know, Pastor Brett actually stayed in our hotel right there. Come on, somebody, hook a brother up, right? But then we also got we are actually starting a project in LA, Los Angeles, in Hill Street. And this is basically our project in LA, right? It's incredible. But in Indonesia, we are not building a building, we are building a city. We're building a 2,500 apartments next to the beach, which is right there. That's they are, basically. But my passion is not apartment. My passion is church and the kingdom building. Come on, somebody. How many do we? Oh, come on, somebody. You know? And then we just got explosion after explosion. We just opened in Blacktown. We got 200 people right there in Blacktown. That's our third service. And then people walk into the building with the smell of marijuana and then addicted to literally like marijuana. And they say, oh, what is this, man? This is just a giant karaoke. Come on, somebody. That's all right. And then they got cried. They got touched by God. They're crying and things like that. And right now we just go multiplication after multiplication. Come on, somebody. How many of you are ready for the Word of God tonight? Oh, come on, I'm not interested to be the noise, but I'm interested to be the voice. Come on, somebody. How many of you are ready for such impartation? I'm not here to impress. I'm here to impart. Shout, I'm ready. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I've got this word literally 6 months ago. 6 months ago, God downloaded to me this word. And this word, when I said 6 months ago, I said, this word is not for my church. This is for Horizon Church. Nobody invited me. Pastor Brett never invited me to preach. But I actually said to Jess, Jess, this year, you mark my word. I'm preaching in Horizon. And let me tell you, I've been waiting to release this word for you. How many of you are ready? Come on, I'm ready to dance, man. Let's go. I'm going to entitle my message, As Far As Your Eyes Can See. As far as your eyes can see. You know, let's open Genesis 13. This is the promise of God for you. Genesis 13, verse 9 to 18. You know, the Bible says that after Lot had gone, the Lord said to Abraham, and he said this. He said, look as far as you can see in every direction. North, south, east, and west. I'm going to repeat that again. Let it sing to you. You know, after Lot had gone, Lord said to Abraham, Abraham, look as far as you can see in every direction. North, south, east, and west. Why? Because the Bible says, because Abraham, I'm giving you all this land as far as you can see. It's like Abraham, God is saying to Abraham, Abraham, my job is to give you that land, but your job is to look as far as you can see. Oh, I'm going to drop a bomb right here. Come on, somebody. Let me tell you that you can never own what you can never see through the eyes of your faith. Come on, somebody. That's what God is saying. In the Bible, God is saying, behold, I'm about to do something new. And I'm actually doing it right now. Cannot you see it? You know, a lot of us, we miss God's revival, breakthrough, and blessing in our life, not because we cannot hear it. We can hear it. We hear the word of God, but we can never see it, bro. Come on, somebody. You know, that you know, a lot of us don't receive, not because we cannot hear. We hear the word. We catch the word. But we can never see or conceive it through the eyes of faith. And the Bible says, look, look, Horizon, look as far as your eyes can see. Because I'm giving you all this land as far as your eyes can see. My question to you today, what if how far God can take you in your life is fully dependent upon how far your eyes of faith can take you. What if I tell you, I'm going to break it down, how far God can take you is dependent upon how far your horizon of your faith goes. Ooh! Come on, man. This is good preaching right here. What if I told you that your expansion in your life dependent upon your horizon of your faith? Oh, I feel in my heart that God is about to do some expansion in people's life today. God is saying to you, you know, your dream, that dream is too small. I cannot dance, make some space. I'm about to break some move. Come on, somebody. You know, I cannot move. Let me dance, dog, because you got to make some room. Come on, somebody shout, make some room. You know, he's saying to you, students, stop praying just for your school. I'm about to give you nations, man.
young professional, stop praying for just enough. I'm a God. I'm not a God of just enough. I'm a God of more than enough. Come on, somebody. I feel like speaking to businessmen and young professional right here, do not settle for a break even, because I'm about to give you breakthrough in your life. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody shout breakthrough. Is there anybody in this place crazy enough to believe that God can do more? You're not ready. Come on, Horizon. I'm giving you all this land only as far as you can see. I call Pastor Brett. Pastor Brett, have you preached this sermon? No. You go, brother. Okay. I'm going to break it down. Let me tell you, the promise of God is here. If you can see it, you can have it. Let me tell you, I'm going to share with you three words that can stop you from receiving everything that God has have got for you. Come on, somebody. Three words that can stop you from receiving what God has for you in your life. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Come on. Number one, the first word that can stop you from receiving everything that God has for you is the word because. Everybody say because. You know, you can never receive the moment you put an excuse around your faith. You know, remember the Bible, the story in the Bible of Jesus heal a lame man. You know, in John 5, verse 1 to 3 and 5 to 7, Jesus heals a lame man. Afterwards, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of Jewish holy days. And inside the city, near the Sheep of Gate, was the pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowd of sick people, man, blind, lame, paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. I just turned 39. Right, 39 years old. But this man has been lying there for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked this question. He asked him this question. Would you like to get well? It's a yes or no answer question. Let me tell you. He was lying there and Jesus says, would you like to get well? And listen to this carefully. Listen to his answer. It was a yes or no question. But the layman says, I can't, sir. Because for I have no one to put me into the pool. When the move of God happens, when the water bubbles up, somebody else always gets there ahead of me. Isn't it funny that in front of him, there is a person that has got full power and full authority to heal him. And he said, would you like to get blessed? Would you like to get restored? And then the spirit of Kevin Hart is actually came to him and said, let me explain. Instead of saying, yes, God, touch me, God, use me, God, bless me, God, restore my life, God, and said, let me explain. How many of us, I'm trying to help some people, is there, you know, instead of giving our God yes or no, we give Jesus a reason, an excuse why we are doing what we are doing right now. God, I'm doing small things right now because I'm too young. Come on, somebody. I'm doing small things right now because I've got no experience. God, my business is not doing so well. Let me tell you why. Because the market is not going well. God, I'm always living in anger because I was brought up like this. God, I'm never going to take that job because I don't have the skill, the qualification. God, I cannot grow this church because I'm Indonesian, because I'm Asian. But let me tell you, come on, I can't grow this church because the venue is too small. But what if I told you, it's not the size of the venue, it's the size of your faith. Come on, somebody. Is there any crazy people who wants to believe God? Oh, isn't it funny that this lame man, oh my God, this lame man in front of him, there is a guy that is the most powerful force in the universe, and he's got the full power and full authority to heal him. And instead of saying, yes, God, come and use me, come and bless me, he said, let me explain, God. Church, let me tell you, a breakthrough often dies behind your word because. But what if I told you that you can have a different because? Simon Peter has got a different because. Come on, help me preach today. Come on, pull it out of me. Come on, somebody. You know, the Bible says when Jesus had finished preaching, he said to Simon, pour out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we have worked hard all night and we have caught absolutely nothing. But listen to this. Are you ready for this? Peter says, but because you said so, I will let down the net because you said so. Come on, let me preach today that the only because that you ever need in your life is not because I'm poor, because I'm Asian, but the only because that you can ever need in your life is because you said so. God, I don't understand, but I will jump anyway because you said so. God, I don't know whether I'm gonna make it or not, but because you told me, but because you say so, I'm gonna do it. God, I know it's painful to forgive, but I'm going to do it anyway because you said so. You know, there is a power and blessing and favor behind the word he said so. Peter walked on water because he said so. Peter caught his greatest catch in his life. His greatest catch in his life because he said so. Horizon, what about if I told you that you are about to experience your greatest expansion, not because you have it all together, not because you are skilled, not because you are anointed, but because he said so. Oh, come on, somebody, help a preacher out. He loves you because he said so. And I still remember this time where favor touched my life 8 years ago. Maybe people don't know this, but 8 years ago, I was selling milk and juice for a living. Before that, I don't know about you, but me and my beautiful wife, we had this work side business, not side business, side work called Walk and Be Paid, where we have to have all this Woolworths and Coles catalog at 2 o'clock in the morning after leading a connect group, and we have to go, there you go. There you go. And I remember at 2 o'clock in the morning, a dog chased us. I brought this beautiful princess running. Come on, darling. A dog is chasing. Instead of protecting her, I was running faster than her. You know, I remember one day I cried in my living room and I asked God, God, I thought you're going to use me. You sent me to Australia to do great things for God. How come I'm still selling milk and juice? I've got no money. I was broke. I remember my first car was given by a church member. It's a Honda 1983. I was born 1980. That car has got two colors. The first color is gold. The second color is color called rust. It was so prophetic. When the rain of God comes, the rain comes into the car. But let me tell you, one day, a guy that owns $5 billion global property company, he said, you like my son? Why don't you work with me in building my business? And let me tell you, within one day, yesterday I was a milkman, but the next day I would walk into that boardroom and he said, yep, this guy is from Mervac, 15 years experience. This guy is from Multiplex, 25 years experience. And he said, you know what? All these guys combined together is 125 years experience. And he said, from today onwards, you are reporting to this guy. I said, when the favor touch you, yesterday you can be a milkman, But today, God can use you for a mighty nation. Come on, somebody. Not because we are great, but because of He said so. Come on, Horizon. Same goes to you. Tonight, you may walk in this place with a dead dream. Tonight, you may walk bringing dysfunctional families. Tonight, you may walk in this building bringing dead business. But let me decree and declare to you that whatever you walk in today, you will not carry that home. Come on, somebody. We are going to live here in the altar of God tonight. You will walk with a new dream because He said so. God is going to bless you because He said so. You're going to say, God, why do you love me so much? It is what it is, man, because He said so. Come on, somebody shout, He said so. The first word is the word because. The second word is the word if. You can never receive the moment you put conditions on your faith. You know, our life, we're used to putting conditions in everything we do. I always say to my wife, Jess, I will throw the rubbish bin if you massage me first. Right? But without realizing it, when we follow God, we say to God, God, I will follow you if you bless me. I will give this offering. I will obey you if you restore my family first. God, I will serve you if I got my life together. God, this business will only grow if I have the money. God, you will only be blessed if you work on Sundays. You know what? Your faith will never leap the moment you put condition on your faith. Because let me tell you the problem with putting condition in your faith. Your faith creates everything out of absolutely nothing. You know, Hebrews 11 verse 13 says that by faith we understand that this entire universe was formed at God's command. You know, come on, somebody, that what we now see did not come from anything that we see, but what we now see did not come from anything that cannot be seen. Come on, somebody. The moment God says, let there be light, He doesn't need your help. He doesn't need your boss help. He doesn't need your employer's help. He doesn't need gas, air pressure. He doesn't need any of that. All He needs is His word. Nothing is the perfect ingredients of your faith. God is a God of turning your nothing into something. Come on, somebody. God, I have nothing. I have no skill. God says, good, I can work with that. God, I have no skills. I've got no connections. And God says, God, I can work with that. Oh man, I still remember the first year I was being the sales director of that global company. I've got no idea. My first question was, what is stamp duty? I was supposed to sell all this property, but I don't even know what stamp duty is. So I asked my staff, and my staff used to be a chef, so he said the same thing. Well, if you ask me, then I ask who? We're in trouble, my friend. Houston, we've got in trouble. But I remember one day, there is this guy walking in. This guy is just, you know, Indonesian guy, 29 years old, with shorts and thongs. He came to my office with thongs, right? And then he got this plastic, woo-woo's plastic bag. And my team says to the other one, and he said, man, let's prank our boss. Let's prank our boss and give this client, because by the look of it, he's got no money anyway. Let's give it to Roy. I said, okay, all right. No problem. So he walked into my office. We talk and we talk and we talk. Let me tell you what happened. You know, at the end of that day, he signed $1.5 million buying a penthouse from me. So he walked out and he said, bye, Roy. And I said, bye, in front of my stuff. Bye, bye. My stuff was like crying. I said, like, what is happening? But let me tell you, the story didn't stop there. That guy actually said to me, oh, my situation changed. Can you please sell my penthouse? He sold his penthouse from 1.5. Within 8 months' time, he sold it at $1.9 million. He's got $400,000 profit in 8 months' time. So he said, Roy, I want to say thank you to you. What can I do for you? And then I said, no, just introduce me to all your friends.
I'm so Chinese, not funny, right?
So he said, okay, he brought his cats, he's brought his dog, auntie, uncle, everybody. Let me tell you, from that guy, we sold $35 million within the span of 3 months, let me tell you. Nothing is the perfect ingredients of faith. When you got no money, God can work with that. When you got no skills, God can work with that. When you are too young, God can work with that. The only if that you'll ever need is this. Can I have the worship team? The only if that you'll ever need is this. God, if you go with me, then I'll follow you. Moses said to Jesus, Jesus, if your presence doesn't go with us, don't send us from here. The only because that you need is because he said so. But the only if that you ever need is, God, if you are with me, then I'll go. You know, probably a lot of you don't know this, but I told Pastor Brett this. But I just resigned from sales director in Crown Group. In nine days, I'll be a full-time pastor of Sydney Christian Worship Center. A lot of people says, Roy, why do you do that? It was a leap of faith, man. 2 years, back and forth, back and forth. What if it doesn't work? What if the church doesn't grow? Why would you leave $500,000 a year kind of job and you go to something like 55, 60? Like it's like you're tithing. What if it doesn't work? I call Pastor Brad. How do you manage your finance, bro? Come on, hook a brother up, man. How can you do this? Oh, it's okay. God will provide. I like that, man. Give me some wisdom, bro. Come on, man. You know what? Maybe some of you, God asked you to make that leap of faith. I believe in my heart that God sent me on assignment. That some of you here, you are about to make that jump. You're waiting. God, will I be able to make this? What about if I fall? A lot of our friends says, you are called. But what about your kids? I've got 3 kids at home. What about if it doesn't work? But this word came in and he said, the only if that you'll ever need is, God, if you go with me, then I'll go. Because as your presence with me, come on somebody, even when I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil. Even if I walk through the river, I cannot be wet. Come on, somebody. Even if I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. The only if that you will ever, ever need. If you are with me, then I'll go. Why don't we stand up? I feel that the presence of God is here. The first word that will clip your wing is the word because. The second word that will clip your wing is the word if. The last, biggest, heaviest, baddest word that will clip your wing is the word but. God, I want to obey you. But what if you don't show up? God, I want to serve you. But what about my needs? God, I want a gift to the kingdom. But what about my own future? Too many of our destiny and dream are dead underneath your butt. Some of you tonight, your faith cannot live because your butt is too big. But Horizon, how many of you believe that this morning is a perfect time to shake some butt? Come on, somebody. God is saying to you this tonight, show me your butt and I will show you my word. Come on, somebody. If you say, but God, I cannot, that's rubbish, because the word of God says that you can do anything as long as you are with me. Come on, somebody. What if, but God, I want to do great things, but I cannot. My past is so bad.
But God says, behold, I'm about to do something new. You see, I've already started. I've already begun. Cannot you see it? Come on, somebody shout. No but, no if. Some of you, God wants you to take the leap of faith. But your but is too big. Your doubt is too big. Your fear is wanting to cripple you up. But I want to give you one last word that will crush all your but, all your if, all your doubt, all your fear, all your argument. And that word is, yes, God. Come on, somebody. I'll give you one phrase that will destroy all the doubt, all the fear, and that phrase is, yes, God. There is power in your yes, God. Your walls will fall down after yes, God. Goliath fall down after yes, God. Your mountain will fall down after yes, God. That could happen with one single yes, God. What if, and what if there is 500 yes, God in tonight? I'm just wondering, Pastor Brent, what would happen if all the people in the horizon says, God, no more doubt, no more if, I will follow you. No more doubt, no more fear, I will give for your kingdom. No more doubt, no more fear, I will say so and I will make disciples. Come on somebody. If I'm just wondering what would happen if there is an army that will shout, yes, God. The enemy is afraid of church that says, yes, God. So I'm just wondering, is there anybody in this place today who will shout, yes, God, I will follow you. No argument, no if, no doubt, but yes, God. Come on, somebody shout, yes, God. Somebody shout, yes, God. Every eye's closed, every heart open. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I feel that there is a strong enough anointing in this place that can break every fear, every doubt. Every fear, every doubt. And I want to pray for you, personally pray for you. If that's you and you say, God, I've been doubting. I've been living in fear. I don't know whether I'm going to make it or not. But tonight, I want to follow you. I want to give all my life for you. I want to serve you, God. I want to obey you, God. And with every eyes closed, every heart open, if that's you, I want you to lift up your hand wherever you are. I want to pray where you are. I want to pray for you. If that's you, in the count of three, I want you to lift up your hand. One, every hands are already lifted up. Two, three, lift up your hand, lift it up. Yep, I can see those hands. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the hand, thank you for the hands. Thank you for the hands, thank you for the hand, thank you for the hand. Thank you for the hands. Come on, come on, come on. Let's begin to worship.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day and we hope to see you again soon.